リトエルジーのファンデーションで書くと、それでやってみて、だって、レアルつらい。
Dear Roshi, if our karma thoughts interfere with our breath counting, just as do the flies in the zendo, should we not try to rid ourselves of them, even though it is a nice aid to our practice?
It's true. I think it's hard.
If our karmic thoughts interfere with our breath counting, just as do the flies in the zendo, should we not try to get rid of them, even though it is an aid to our practice?
Karma is actually something really exists, something you created, and something you feel, you think of. Something which you or which drive you in some certain direction, that is karma. But that karma is not like a prize. It is not substantial being. It is just a habit. So it is. There is no need to try to get rid of it, to have right understanding of it through right practice to get rid of it. So when you practice that, you should not have any idea to come.
Thank you very much. Dr. Roshi, Trudy ashes are on our altar, and she is with us in our memories and in many other ways. How does she exist for us now in form, in emptiness, or in birth?
In both. In sense of form, she exists each one of you, in each one of you. As an emptiness, she is ready to help every one of us.
Roshi, why is it the harder I practice, the worse I feel?
Because you feel worse, you practice hard. And because you practice hard, you feel hard and worse. So, don't, even though you feel bad, worse, you shouldn't be discouraged by it. That you could, that you can overcome means you are practicing our true way in this situation.
Thank you very much. Dr. Roshi, I left a shoe in my mind, but I have a great deal of difficulty in expressing it.
Expressing your mind. Ah, we are expressing in the mind, body, all of it, even though we don't know.
What question can you ask the sweet potato?
The sweet potato? May I kiss it? May I eat it? Anyway, I think enough to be easy. Many, many
questions. In counting our growth practice, you said you told us to put our emphasis, some effort on the exhalation.
Mm-hmm.
And let the inhalation come naturally. I find my inhalation is very rugged, and it seems there seems some imbalance by putting all the effort in one direction. I wondered if there's any special reason why you emphasize the exhalation.
I need to have complete exhale. Maybe exhale is not complete. Even though you try to exhale from it, you have to be deep enough or complete enough.
I feel my inhalation is not complete unless I make an effort. Would there be any... Would it be all right to make an effort, a slight effort on the inhalation too?
Yes, yes, if so. Mm-hmm. But exhale is meaning to empty the air, just to make more space for the lungs to be pushing everything down. So if you know how to do it, how to make complete exhalation, then naturally I think you can make good effort.
Dr. Roshi, Maya,
Mother means not yet. Not yet is very important. What? Already, because we will never have a chance to say already, mother, 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 in very good practice.
Dr. Roshi, what is there to say?
Yes.
Thank you very much. Dōchō Roshi, anyways, is this it? Before the meal comes, it has already arrived. Counting to ten, there never was one walking to you. There is no approaching. Yet the crickets are chirping and the flies fly. You tell us to extend ourselves in practice.
Mm.
In what direction can I extend?
Direction. There's no direction, but not cleanliness. Anything. It will be kind of everything, one by one, is the direction of the planet. So, in our practice, we have no particular goal or objects, special objects. But whatever the things, we should work on it. One by one.
I felt myself. Is that? How can I be? There seems to be such a difference between myself when I'm completely involved with counting my breath or in some activity, and when I have my thinking mind. I'm always hunting for some way to put the two together. Somehow it seems very dualistic to always be trying to resist my thinking mind.
Sometimes, when you think, you should think completely with pure thinking. I am not resisting thinking mind, but to rely on thinking mind is not so good. You can practice thinking, but the answer you get by thinking is not the only answer you should know. You have some direction to work on. If you have some direction to work, then you should be completely involved in the work directed by thinking. That is true practice, and that is a pure thinking. To think and to know the direction is two different things.
But it seems like those two minds are always battling each other beyond my control.
That is
but there's nothing I can do about it.
Exactly the secret. That is a kind of backward conviction. Me, my stick.
Something.
Yes, I think it's a big stick.
Dr. Roshi, if Zazen is to make us free of all things, how shall we know the choice between one thing and another? How should we make it?
It's a fire. You will deeply know what sits there, sits in the city.
Very much. Dr. Roshi, what am I asking you?
I know, as you want to ask me, pretty well. But as you don't ask me now, I also don't want to answer you.
But I'm not sure that I know. That's why I thought maybe you would know. Will I know sometime to ask you?
Yes. Not now.
I always have some question, but the question is always forward. I can't limit it to ask.
Nature of that system has maybe said it is difficult to put your question into words. Very difficult. That is why we study various teachings of Buddhists. And it will give you some way to formulate your question. That is why we started some teaching.
Thank you very much.
Dr. Roshi, in walking, the floor seems smooth and cool underfoot. Several winters and several summers, push brooms and damp mops, and the brush of feet and foreheads from people who are here and people who are not here, and people who are living and people who are not living. Right here, in the midst of the three treasures, with all sentient beings, where is the mind that includes everything.
Wherever you feel is the place. Wherever you go is the place. The deep mind, the deep. The great mind, the deep heart. More than that. But we are insisting very grateful. You know, evil is part of it.
Dosho Roshi, although no one ever touches the bell, yet sound constantly issues forth from it. How is this possible?
That's how she touched it. From beginning to beginning. And made it possible for beginning to end of the earth. That is how it is. How to know, what to know, how things exist. The most important point for us to work on, rather than what we become of it, or how it starts.
What do you mean, how things exist?
How she exists means how we survive and how we help others and how to be kind to others. Why don't you feel something or feel good?
To understand the causes and the...
Causes means not substantial causes. How it goes is what we mean by cause.
How the process?
Process.
Goes?
Yeah. Because there is no substantial thing like this. The only thing we can know is how. One for beating goals.
Thank you very much.
Dr. Roshi, on the sixth morning I stopped counting my breath.
Excuse me?
On the sixth morning I stopped counting my breath. And when I inhaled, I meditated on life. And when I exhaled, I meditated on death. And sometimes I found that when I was inhaling, I was meditating on death. And when I exhaled, I was meditating on life. And on my cushion, my life and death went tumbling over each other. And something I recognized was watching. Something that keeps telling me it's happening the way it should. And when I am ready, I will be taken. But I still cannot accept my doubts and my fears. And when I get out of my zafu, I look for the way out.
Can you count? Exhaling and inhaling, or exhaling only.
When I counted, I was counting exhalations.
Mm-hmm.
when I did this, I was meditating life, death, life, death.
Please.
Both.
How is it?
Not just the words.
Yes.
Life, death. And
what? There is a difference between life and life and death.
They tumbled over each other.
Tumbled over each other?
Yes. Sometimes
is this death for one? Or life or death? Which? Your practice is understanding of practice is not right. Okay? Take a party. What is this? What is behind? What is one? And what is two? And is there some difference between them or not? In the practice, she will see tumbling over.
Dr. Roshi, how long have we been sitting together and how long will we continue to sit together?
No, no.
Thank you very much.
Dojo Roshi, there are many beautiful rocks in your garden. Do they follow the same breathing practice we do?
Yes.
How do they do it?
Dojo Roshi.
Oh! Not me. Not even a sound. What is it?
Stop.
Thank you for everything.
Dr. Roshi, wind blows, bell rings. Pain in the legs.
Who enjoys this?
You.
Who suffers this?
You suffer.
And I am ignorant.
Dojo Roshi.
My mind says yes. My stomach says no. And the result is maybe. Yes. No. Maybe. What are these?
That is confusing.
How do I clarify the confusion?
when your son says yes, you should accept it. When your mind says, you should accept it. If you cannot accept both, you should accept maybe.
Thank you very much.
Dojo Roshi. Everything is changing as I walk down the aisle. Everything is changing as I walk down the aisle.
I have no idea what to say. I've had many questions, and they've all changed. I want to assert myself. So I feel I should say something, but it doesn't matter at all.
I don't mind at all about you. Is that okay?
Sure.
Go to city, like now.
As a matter of fact, can I wait a couple of days? Just for a while, though. Thank you.
Dojo Roshi,
the rice bowl is mixed with the soup bowl.
Yin-yo, yin-yang are not well understood enough, and judgment is mechanical and sensorial. Breathing practice is interrupted by the croakings of conceptual thought. What is it that will deliver us from our ignorance and bring us to the true light of perfect wisdom?
If you seek for perfect wisdom, in that case, there is no perfect. Understand?
What will lead us to the perfect understanding?
When you brown rice, you should eat brown rice. When you have soup, you should take soup. Whatever it is, you should be ready to take it. And then, I think you can help others.
And where is our intuition?
Intuition, if you know where it is, that is not intuition.
Thank you very much.
Dojo Roshi, what is that in your hand? What can you do with it? Is that all?
I think you are allowed enough to feel. Before I hit it. sometimes with rasa, sometimes with tears. We could express, we could communicate our perfect practice. Now, the scene looks like over, but our actual practice started right now, like we count your breathing from 1 to 2. And from 10 to 1. This practice will continue forever.